2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past for anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes. Headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again. It's the
final countdown. For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
All right, welcome back. It is Unrivaled, 97.5 BKSL Sports Zone. Yes, the final countdown, our college football countdown that we are obligated to give you at least a little bit of a number every day as to where we're looking. 57 days to Utah State and UConn, 64 days to BYU in South Florida, Utah and Florida down in Gainesville. Of course, the biggest news in college football has been the Pac-12, Big 10 move from UCLA and USC yesterday, and everybody's wondering, okay, who's the, what's the next shoe to drop? And the Pac-12 made their statement today. I saw Andrew Walker, who's their spokesperson, their PR guy. He sent out a, you know, what their statement was, which was a big pile of nothing. You should be disappointed in this if you're a Pac-12 fan. Here's what it is: the Pac-12 board of directors met this morning and has authorized the conference to explore all expansion options. The 10 university presidents and chancellors remain committed to sharing a mission of academic and athletic excellence on behalf of our student athletes.
I don't think the Pac-12 actually cares about football that much. I don't think they want to be a player. I don't think they've ever wanted to be a player.
Could we loan the Pac-12 Danny Ainge to like make some big moves?
I don't know that it'll matter. I don't think Cal cares that much about football. You look at the fan bases, you look at the interest, the excitement. Nobody cares. Very few. There's some schools. Washington has a fan base. Oregon, Utah, USC. I mean, UCLA, even though they're going to the Big Ten, they don't have people don't show up for UCLA.
That's a big head scratcher.
I know they have a great brand and all those things.
Why was it not Oregon and USC, by the way?
Because it's Los Angeles.
Yeah, but the Los Angeles market would already be taken with USC then.
I know, but
you could have. And I'm not saying that Portland's a big one. What I'm saying is the brand of Oregon.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
UCLA has a brand. It's a brand. It's a brand that's gone on a lot longer than Oregon. Oregon's more of a recent phenomenon than.
But they
than
care UCLA. About football.
Yeah, but I don't think it matters. I think the LA market and having those two schools, I think that's what really mattered to the Big Ten. But with the Pac-12, they go, we don't want to expand. Like it's foolish when everyone else is expanding. You could read the tea leaves. Look at the room. You need to get a bigger footprint. You need to have a larger audience. You need to make yourself more enticing for television revenue. And the Pac-12 wasn't willing to do that. Fan base is terrible, and there's never been this interest. You think of really trying to play football. Think of during COVID. Like, everything changed for BYU in COVID when they just said, we'll play anyone.
Right.
We'll play anywhere. Pac-12 said, we're going to go bury our head in the sand, and we're not going to play. All these other conferences figured out a way to play during COVID. And I just don't think the Pac-12, if you really got down to it, really cares that much about playing football. I don't think it's a high priority. I don't think they really want to be a player on a national stage to really drive top revenue dollars from television to their schools or their programs.
Scott, there's our college football news for today.
There you go.
The Pac-12, they're serious about exploring all expansion options.
Yeah, serious there about being average.
When they say their expansion options, there are schools right now making frantic phone calls. They go, yeah, we're all working together. And then they're making phone calls to the Big Ten, the all Big right. 12, trying to figure some things
out. This
is
the Conference of Champions. That's a lie.
Ew.
You know why it's a lie? If you want to talk, you know how many college football championships have been in the Pac-12?
How many?
Nine. Do you know how many of them UCLA and USC have been involved in? Eight. Washington had the other.
Had the other one, yeah.
Well, I guess you can't count Utah's because that was before they were in the Pac.
Oh, come on. Don't do this. By the way,
USC's had eight of the or seven of the nine.
There you go.
Nationals. So this is a conference. They don't really care about football. Come
All
on.
Right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. The Jazz, of course, making some significant moves today, including the biggest move that we've seen in a long time from this franchise, Rudy Gobert, getting traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves. When we come back after the break here, Alama Harrington is going to join us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.